I hope Jesus is your fight song. I started my relationship with Jesus when I was 16. I know most people call it getting saved, but I feel like it makes it sound like a one-time thing. Even though I had a relationship with God, I still was kind of on the wrong path because of my past abuse and because of the people I chose to hang around. I still was blessed. I was 16 when I had my first summer job. I collated papers for a school district. The following summer I worked for the same district, only this time I had to view every copy of every film and flag the ones that were in bad condition. Boring! But I have worked all of my life, mostly in the field of augmentative alternative communication, AAC. I started out as a synthetic singer, doing concerts around the country. That led me into doing comedy. Then I fell into public speaking. I have also done beta testing for several companies. I co-taught college classes with Professor Katya Hill in Pennsylvania. I was a consultant for Gallaudet University, trying to improve DeckTalk so it could be used as hearing testing for the deaf. At the same time, I was working for Enable Rehab on several DeckTalk projects. One project was, we were trying to train horses to understand DeckTalk so disabled riders could tell the horses what to do. Another project was, we had Professor Stephen Hawking as a client. His communication device had crashed, and the company of his speech software had gone out of business, so I was part of the team that was trying to duplicate the sound of his speech software, and I had countless other jobs. I love working and traveling. But the hardest thing for me was not being able to talk or sing about Jesus. See, every event I did was state-sponsored. I couldn't mention God, because it might offend someone. But I always wondered, what if not mentioning Jesus offends the person speaking or singing? I never asked. Instead, I always ended with the most inspirational song I felt I could get away with. Once I had to submit my speech ahead of time, and I got censored, because I used the word handicapped instead of physically challenged. Oh, that got heated. I was referring to myself as handicapped because I like the word. I like the word because I wear many hats. Poet, singer, writer, etc., etc., etc. So, I'm handicapped. I'm also handicapable. Anyway, because of that argument, I actually ended with a gospel song. I got a lot of compliments for doing that. But I'm tired of doing state-sponsored events. All my hope is in Jesus. God has so blessed my life, even when I didn't deserve it. And when I see new parents of a disabled child who already doesn't have any expectations for that child, and doctors only reinforce their thinking, it makes me sad. Helen Keller was blind and deaf, but yet she went to college and wrote a book. Beethoven was hard of hearing, yet he wrote classical music. Einstein was socially awkward, yet he was one of the smartest men in the world. I don't know if any of them knew Jesus or not. But if you want real truth and real hope, you can find it in Jesus. All my hope is in Jesus. I hope you can say that tonight. God doesn't promise you won't have any problems. But He does promise to go through every situation with you. If you know this song, sing.
I've been held by the Savior. I felt fire from above. I've been drawn to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. Yes, I have. I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. That's why I sing, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God, my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven, and I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord. Then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing, all my hope is in.